I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Those who fish the West Fork River in Harrison County are in for a surprise. If they haven't been to the water in a while, removal of several long-standing dams on that waterway has made for some tremendous changes in the fishery. We'll talk a little more about them coming up after this. Federal officials moved in and removed three dams on the West Fork in recent years. Those dams were at West Milford, the Highland Dam, and the Two Lake Dam. They're all now gone. DNR District Fisheries Biologist Dave Wellman says definitely it's changed the waterway.
The immediate change you'll see is that the river pool is not nearly as high as what it was. Obviously, with the water being backed up behind the dams, there were pools, and it's more like a series of small lakes. Well, what you'll see now is more of a free-flowing river. It reminds you a lot more, say, Little Kanawha River or Middle Island Creek, similar sizes. It didn't widen. It certainly decreased in depth. But what you also see is a lot more riffles that have been formed where there haven't been riffles in around 100 years or so. So you got that nice riffle pool run complexes that you'll see in more of your free-flowing rivers.
Now, that low water has exposed some excellent fishing habitat and will shift the way anglers approach the water.
There's a lot of structure in that river. There's a lot of down trees. I mean, it's a really woody river, I guess you could call it. But yeah, it is. It's certainly going to change the way that you fish it. It's going to change not only the way you fish it, the way that people are used to boating on it. Used to be that folks could put in at one point, they could use a small boat with a trolling motor, move up down the river however they please, like you sort of would on a lake. Now you want to really put in a one point upstream, most likely you're going to be floating downstream. The stuff that has, I think it has exposed a lot more habitat that's going to be available for people to fish if they're interested in smallmouth.
And he says they're planning to keep an eye on that.
We're doing a lot of studies right now on the river in terms of fish and habitat. It's about a 10-year study that we have designed. We're seeing a lot of reproduction in terms of smallmouth bass, flathead catfish, channel catfish. We think muskie will be able to spawn more naturally, or will be able to spawn naturally. We used to stock West Fork River. Our plans right now is to hold off on stocking because we feel the habitat's going to be available to them to successfully spawn on their own.
Now, the DNR is in the process of also developing six access points along the waterway to allow for day float trips or longer float trips. And there's also work on the Heartland Dam in downtown Clarksburg that will allow boat access, but that process is still in the design phase. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.